say or do, you're never satisfied. I've tried and tried so many times, and even now goodbye. I'm riding on that thin ice train, my head's hanging low. These awful blues will follow me wherever I may go. Music back in the early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. Folks traveled out of Nashville, eastern Kentucky, western part of Virginia. Stanley Brothers played up here a lot. Bill Monroe played here a lot. Flatten Scruggs played here a lot. Jimmy Martin. A lot of folks played in Baltimore, and so it's really good to be up here playing music that started 60 years ago this year, 1946. Right. We think this music's old, but doesn't sound a day over 59, does it? No, it's great music. I think it's growing and bigger now than ever before. Got so many new listeners to bluegrass, and that's always a good thing. New converts come along. Or kind of rediscovering it again. We're going to do you a few songs that Lester Flatt, back when Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs was with Bill Monroe's band. That was, you know, Bill Monroe came to the Grand Ole Opry in 1939, but he kind of recorded a few things, played around a little bit, you know, with some different types of music, different instruments, and never really got settled on the sound until he heard Earl Scruggs play the banjo. Earl was 21 years old, and so he hired Earl Scruggs, and they kind of had a road gig going for 6 or 8 months, played the Grand Ole Opry quite a bit, and then they went in and recorded in August of 1946. And man, those recordings are still just some of the very, very best. You get those things, you have to buy 4 or 5 CDs to get them all. I think there was 28 cuts that they did, but they're worth finding. Get on iTunes or go to Towers Records, somewhere like that, you can get them. But good things. We want to do you 2 or 3 of them now, and we like to honor our elders. I always think it's good to honor those that's really paid a price. And Mr. Monroe passed away in 96, and I made him a promise that I was going to do my part to promote bluegrass and play this music and keep his memory alive. And I want to always live up to that. Lester Flatt's passed away. Carter Stanley's gone. Ralph Stanley's still around, thank God. He's about 81 or 82. Earl Scruggs is still around, kicking good. And we want to do you two or three songs from that 1946 and 47 time period. We heard a live version of this song. They recorded it for Columbia in 46, but we heard a live version they did at the Grand Ole Opry at the old Ryman Auditorium when they had the Grand Ole Opry there, and it sounded like the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. You know what I mean? It's like they're throwing babies in the air. It's awesome. Here's Wild, Why Did You Wonder?